Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of GIF of Assholes. My name is Desiree.
That's all you're going to say?
Yeah.
Oh. My name is Kevin Jellicore, and I draw pretty pictures for CreepHouseComics.com.
My name is Don Austin. I also do short story comics and illustrations. Just look up D-Tron Austin. You'll find me.
On Google.
On the Google.
All right, my name's Matt, and one time I ate the world's largest marshmallow.
It's true, I've seen it. I will dispute any random internet troll who says differently.
It was the size
of a VW bug.
If it was an inch.
I ate it in 2 hours flat. I held the record for 6 hours until a guy in Japan beat my record. He ate a marshmallow the size of a Ford truck, and then he died an hour later.
He also, I think, cheated because he used lemonade to
melt it down.
Yeah, it was garbage.
It counted, and frankly, my competitive marshmallow eating days are over. I still eat giant marshmallows as a hobby.
Sure.
It's hard to find them these days. I feel like I've been talking too long.
A shortage. We tapped into a shortage.
Yeah.
All right. We ate the largest marshmallow, and then there was none left because it depleted the marshmallow supply.
So you're saying I'm like Alexander the Great of marshmallow eating? Like, I got to the last biggest marshmallow in the world and wept because I know that there is no more marshmallows to consume?
That's exactly what I was saying.
We're not saying it.
Yes, I compared you to Alexander the Great.
Of marshmallow eating.
Matt is the Alexander the Great of marshmallow eating.
That's what I should have said. That's a much more concise version of who I am.
We anyway,
with this.
Our topic for tonight is not giant marshmallows. However, it isn't. We are here to talk about our idea. So, a couple of years ago, Kevin and I took a road trip.
Was it last year? Yes.
My God, feels like a lifetime ago. Last year during spring break, Kevin and I took a road trip to Roswell, New Mexico. It was a lifelong dream for both of us to drive there and to see all the alien sites that are there.
If you're not familiar with Roswell, New Mexico, that's where the alien ship crashed in 1946 or whatever it was. The famous story.
So, contrary to popular belief, there are not many alien-themed restaurants and things there.
Let's just describe the town.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Roswell is basically a strip of road consisting of, like, 7 or 8 alien-themed establishments.
Like, gift shops. Most of them are gift shops, and they all sell the same shit. So, if you go into one, you go into all of them, basically. We went into each and every one, so we saw the same thing in every store.
It looks like it had a heyday. Once upon a time, it looks like it was, like, the Disneyland of fucking alien conspiracy stuff, crazy alien merchandise.
But those days
are long ago, and they're like most of the stores were closed or not open for the season or whatever. And so the main attraction of Roswell for us, at least, and seems to be the town, is this museum, which is the best fucking museum I've ever been to.
Yeah, they do have a really good UFO museum, but am I wrong? Do you not see, like, those alien-themed restaurants and, like...
Sure, you see it
in the movies,
movies and stuff. Whenever somebody goes to Roswell, it's full of really wacky buildings shaped like UFOs.
It looks like something you would want to go to.
Yeah.
Right. So the McDonald's there is, in fact, shaped like a UFO, which is kind of kooky, but
like
that's the only thing.
The corporate entity is bringing it hard, and everybody else is like...
Which is disheartening. The whole town seems very lackadaisical and half-assed in there, capitalizing on the fact that, a fucking alien crashed in their town. And it's been, like, it's the king of urban legends. And they hardly embrace it at all, except for this museum, which really, really takes it seriously.
This museum is amazing. If you ever have opportunity to visit the UFO museum in Roswell, it is the most fantastic thing. Recently, I saw on Facebook somebody stole that flying saucer... like, statue thing that was, like, sticking out of the building. So the side of the... it's, like, just a regular rectangular flat building. But out of the corner of it, there's like this statue or type, I don't know, UFO, like it crashed into the side of the building. It just kind of sticks out.
See, now I imagine every building in Roswell should have been like that, with something in that way.
Alas.
So we did. Alas. We took.
So there was only one, and the thing got stolen.
It did, and some kid smashed it like in the fucking woods.
Lame.
Yeah.
So we took our. It was
there woods there?
No.
Well, whatever. There's
like trees and shit. But so we took 4 days to go down there to see the sights, and we saw the sights in like 3 hours.
There was a hole, right?
Hole?
We went to Carlsbad Caverns.
But there's no aliens in there.
No, I thought there was like a big hole, like a bottomless pit kind of deal.
Like the mystery
Carlsbad Caverns.
Yeah, like I thought it was like roped off, and you go
in the caves.
In the caves,
which are in
Carlsbad.
Which are like
so
an hour and a half away. There's no aliens in there. There was, at one point, Walt Disney was in there, I guess.
There are lots of bats in there.
There's lots of bats and, like, assholes.
Imagine if you saw the bottom of that pit, Skeletor would come out and spit out some water.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd think that there would be another awesome
like
He-Man.
He-Man
movie
Masters of the Universe film.
And you'd be disappointed, just like we were in life.
Yeah.
Or we were in Roswell.
Frank.
Well, the Carlsbad Caverns aside were cool. Despite their lack of aliens.
True.
And
did Frank Langella ever go to?
He might. I don't know. There's no sign that said, like, this place was visited by Frank Langella. And
he clearly didn't go there, because, I mean, any place he's visited would have a sign.
Yeah, so we went to see everything, and aside from the museum, there's, like Desiree said, some gift stores. We saw some things that would probably be good for SadCon. We went into one gift store, and there was a writer who had written some official
Star Trek
novelizations. Mm-hmm. Not movie novelizations, like expanded universe Star Trek stuff.
Yeah.
Sitting at a desk or a table all by himself with like a pile of books, like waiting to sign autographs, and there was like a sign that said like, such and such dude from Star Trek writing is here to sign your copies of Spock's Revenge Part 7.
Is he... is he there... Is that his job? Is like
I
he's
think
there
that's
always?
His job. I think that he might run that place, and this is just a side fringe benefit.
Yeah,
because
he seemed pretty friendly with the girl that worked there. Like, they knew each other pretty well. Not like he just walked in to do the signing thing. But we're getting off track. The point
anyway,
is...
But
is
I was trying
that,
to tell him about the weird, the creepy stuff that happened there.
Oh, okay.
One of the gift stores we went into, it was like some... he was a nice enough guy. But he seemed kind of like backwoods and like overall wearing. So,
you know the type.
I think if you just said overall wearing, that would have just denoted back.
Anyway, we went to his gift shop, and we had to follow like this trail of like once freshly painted alien feet that had been worn off by the ages. And he's like, "You want to go in the back? It cost you $1." And we're like, against all better judgment, and we're like, "Fuck yeah, here's $2. So he like opens his curtain and like lets us into this room. And he had like made out of like paper mache and plywood, like this future alien city in space, and it was all black lit. It was freaking awesome, but that was it. It was probably the best dollar I've ever spent. And then you get out at the end, and he's waiting there, and he's like, "Did you like it?" I'm like, "Yeah, that was amazing." He's like, "Tell your friends about it." And then he made us some
sign
this
paper.
Tell
the world.
Yeah,
y'all gonna make a podcast, and one day we'll let the world know.
He's like, I've been hollering into this tube because I think it's connected to the internet. down by the river.
And then a bird takes it away and I've never seen it again.
But
that's how the internet works in Roswell. Birds and tubes.
Birds and tubes.
So anyways, one of the things we wanted to do when we were in Roswell, which is probably the most exciting thing, is we wanted to take a tour with this guy who does the alien sightseeing tour.
Sure.
And he only offers two tours a day. They're completely private. It's like $50 per person or something. But that's money well spent. We'll go wander around with Alien Bob and see what he's got to show us. Anyways, we underestimated his staggering drawing power, and he was booked solid for like 3 months, and we could not get in to see the alien tour. So we decided, Desiree's harbored his ideas for a long time, how she just wants to give up and go somewhere. And
thank
not,
you, Kevin,
not,
for making it sound like I'm just ready to, like, nip off and hang myself anymore.
Not kill herself, but she's just like, we should just get out of here and go far away.
So that's a recurring theme for me. Every time I go somewhere, I just decide that I'm never leaving. Like, that's it. I work here now. I live in that trailer. I waitress at that diner. And I will never go back to my normal life again.
So based on our disappointment, Ross, well, not disappointment so much, but just...
our high hopes
yeah.
That were not quite met, I had an idea. I think... and I talked about the entire drive back, which is, what, 10 hours or so?
Yeah.
So Kevin was probably weary by some time in the mountains. But I want to move to Roswell. I want to do it right. I want to give the people what they think they're going to get when they watch the cartoons. So what are some things that you would think you would get when you go to Roswell, discounting Kevin's story of what actually is there? What do you think you should see when you go there?
First and foremost, an alien-themed diner.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That would seem like number one, like it was like those.
Like the alien autopsy diner.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, right.
And all the menus should be like in the shape of an alien body, and when you open it up, it's like the inside
like, dude,
of the alien.
Dude, you like they bring you out. Oh god, my brain used the word. What's the cow, like a calzone, but it's like an alien, and you can like you can do an autopsy,
yeah.
And it's got like little pepperoni livers and olives in there and shit, and it's dope, and you're living a dream.
That would have been a dream come true
right.
for me, quite
dude,
honestly.
Like 5 seconds in it.
You know, all the tables could be like operating tables,
oh,
stainless steel.
Yeah.
Totally. And there could be like even like tongue in cheek things where you would get like the FBI burger and they're like, you didn't see anything. We have no burger.
Yeah,
here.
All the
wait staff
should be dressed like
men in
black.
Like
Jillian Anderson when
yeah.
she has to do her
wearing
her
like scrubs, you know, like they're all sanitized and ready to autopsy.
Yeah,
I think that's a winning idea right there.
And David Duchovny seats you.
Yeah. Not looks like David.
Just,
really David DeGuffin.
Yeah. David DeGuffin.
Because he's probably hard up for Canada.
I'm
willing to work at our alien-themed restaurant.
I don't really want him there.
I feel he would sully the experience.
You hear that, David DeGuffin?
Shots fired.
Put that in your pipe.
Shots were fired.
It.
I have to tell you, I loved David DeGuffin for so long. For so many years. And I even, you know, overlooked the infidelity... the alcoholism, the porn addiction. I mean, I started to waver at that point, I'm not going to lie. But then we watched Twin Peaks on Netflix. And when he showed up, I had to stop watching. I've never even seen the end of that show. David Duchovny ruined it. And himself, for me, forever.
He does not make a convincing woman.
No. He doesn't. He does not. Anyway, so...
on a side note, could the Bacula do anything to sour you on the back?
Nothing could ever sour me on the back, and
oh,
I will tell you another story.
All right.
A quick digression.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
So,
but.
I love Quantum Leap. Matt is a big fan as well.
Oh, we are diehard Quantum Leap fans, and we reminisce about it often.
We do. We don't actually watch episodes. We just like, do you remember that one? And then we'll talk about it for like an hour.
We get like super into it, and everybody else around us gets really alienated. Like, we don't know what we're talking about.
Much like this podcast.
Yeah.
Hey-o! I get it. But not yet.
So, anyway, I've always loved Scott Bakula. I thought I was the only one. It seems like a weird thing. Especially for a teenage girl who... gosh, I don't know. He was, what, 40 when I was a teenage girl?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I do. And then one day, I was at a friend's house and eating dinner with her and her mom. This was, I was probably 28, 29 at this point. I hear Scott Bakula's voice on TV, and I whip my head around really fast to look, because what's he doing? He's got a new TV program. I don't remember.
Soon to be canceled.
It was canceled very soon.
That was the title of the show.
So I whip my head around, and I'm like, "Oh my god, I love Scott Bakula!" And I've got like my hands on my heart, and then
like she does right now.
My friend's dad was like, "Oh my god, look at you guys!" And I turned to look, and both my friend and her mom, all three of us are staring at the TV with our hands over our hearts. Like, we all love Scott Bakula. No idea that these women liked him.
Nope.
It's just all women love Scott Bakula.
The ladies love the Bakula.
I'm going to throw out an idea for Google Docs, a potential movie. All right? Just hear this out, all right?
Okay.
Bakula versus Blackula.
Oh, snap.
Who would
love
win?
It. Of the world. Quite literally.
Anyone who watches the movie wins.
So
the moral of the story is, Bakula, you were welcome at our young team restaurant. David Coveney, you can fuck off.
That's going to be on our, that's our mission statement.
It's on all the menus.
On a t-shirt. On a bronze plaque for the town.
All right,
so
we got
the
diner.
Restaurant, which is obvious.
Yeah. So, out the gate, restaurant. Brilliant.
No, okay.
Yeah,
next idea. I think hotel.
Yeah.
And a hotel has a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. Yes.
Because every level could be like a different iteration of what you think of aliens.
Yeah.
You know, like you could do an aliens more like the movie franchise aliens, like the Sigourney Weaver style aliens. It could be like a themed floor.
Like a Weyland Yutani.
Exactly. Yeah.
Floor.
Wow,
you know,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, with like, you know, gooey stuff all over the walls and eggs in the bathroom. You go
and I know
a guy has an egg in there and you're like, ah!
The egg.
Yeah.
The toilet, the egg.
And then you could have other floors. Maybe Gort is on a floor. You know,
Gort
maybe he's
is
in
there
the lobby.
Already. Just let me know. Gort is in the museum in Roswell right now.
Oh, hey.
We just have like a lazy floor. Where we don't do anything to the floor, and that's like the Morgan Mindy floor.
Yeah, it's very unimaginative.
Look, I'm trying to get Costco here, bro.
Yeah. Or you can have the contact floor where
it's just your father. It's just your stupid father.
It's your dad. Like, you pay how much for this?
It's your father berating you.
You can have the ET floor, and you can have, like, you know, ET standing around in drag. With a beer.
Throw Reese's Pieces at people.
Sure.
Pretend government agents come and steal him away while he's dying.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night while you're trying to sleep.
Yeah.
But you get the idea. Every floor has a theme around.
Can we have an elf floor?
Oh.
Can we?
That's the fucking...
That's the basement. That's where you have to do your laundry.
That's the honeymoon suite. I'm telling you about.
Because apparently nothing is more romantic to Kevin than Alf.
Nothing is more horrifying to children than Alf. I learned this.
So that's a good idea. And then, so we have to have, like, the bellhops and stuff themed to each floor.
Sure.
Like, on the alien floor, the bellhops can all be crazed.
Star,
androids
like
or something.
Starman level?
With, like, Jeff Bridges?
Yes!
Just Jeff Bridges?
Jeff Bridges.
That's the only thing that happened in Starman. Just Jeff Bridges.
What about, like, The Last Starfighter? Or, or the other one with,
Enemy Mine,
there you go.
How do we all know?
Louis Gossett Jr. Like,
but that Starfighter or the other one. Oh, yeah.
Or the other one. Or the other one.
How about a Space Mutiny floor?
Nobody.
I mean,
there's no aliens in Space Mutiny.
They're still traveling through space.
Well, they are.
They're not from Earth.
Yeah.
Right.
They may not be from Earth.
Well, if we're going to get on that.
It's like Han Solo.
We get our Space 1999 floor, because that's like Martin Landau. Wasn't Christopher Lee on one of those episodes?
Maybe.
Probably.
Fuck yeah.
So we got the restaurant down. We got the hotel down. What else?
I feel like where our major complication is going to be is muscling that guy out of his tour.
No, I think it's going to be really easy, and I'll tell you why. So this is my plan. We get, like, an all-terrain vehicle, one with the big, like, roll cages on it and, like, monster truck tires, and we paint that shit, like, alien green.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
We make this thing an eyesore. It's like... Basically a school bus with, like, roll cages on monster tires. Don drives it,
yeah.
Wearing an eye patch.
Awesome.
Maybe Don doesn't drive it, but he's definitely the tour guide.
Oh,
so maybe he just
I'm 100% for Don driving.
Stands up
front. Just gonna put that out
there. Okay, so Don's in charge of this part, because I don't think anyone could do it better. He plays the grizzled alien hunter.
Whoa,
the alien has stolen your eye.
Seen a lot of aliens in my days.
See? Am I wrong? So, and he takes people on a tour. We don't need to muscle this guy out. One, our bus will hold way more people.
Yep.
We'll undercut him in price. And we are way flashier.
Yeah.
Not only that, we will take you to all the sites. We will make them up. We will bury shit in the sand that you can dig up.
We're going to take you to all the sites because we made all them shit. We know where all the sites are at.
We will bury stuff in the sand for you to find as souvenirs to take home. We will take your picture with alien cutouts. We will do whatever it is that you fantasize you will get to do when you are in Roswell.
Straight up bury a bike crank and tell you that it is crazy alien alloy that is untestable.
It's debris from when
it's debris.
Two alien spacecraft collided with each other right over the town.
And they'll still have the pedal on.
I feel like this is going to be like a Mafia War type thing.
No.
Like he's not going to want to give up.
I think that guy should be elected the mayor and we avoid all of this.
Holy shit. Out the gate.
Out the gate. Good job, Matt. But the point is that no one's going to want to go on this crummy tour because we're going to make ours like a rock and roll all day tour that ends at our restaurant and hotel. So then, after they spend the whole day out in the desert finding, alien alloys ground.
Yeah, bike cranks and
getting told
flattened basketball spray branded.
Alien played basketball.
Painted green. It's a Martian basketball. And Don tells him a lot of crazy stories about all the fist fights he's been in with aliens. You bring him back to the diner, which is also a gift shop. What kind of stuff would we put in our gift shop?
Well, what they have now is like typical touristy kind of stuff. Postcards and golf balls and
T-shirts
and stuff. But I don't feel like the T-shirts were very interesting or engaging. They had a whole lot of crazy like conspiracy documentaries and DVD and stuff, which I feel like we should keep.
Yeah.
And in fact, invite people to submit their crazy ass DVD theories, documentaries.
I think that we should sell a variety of anal probes.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I also think that there should be a section of the museum that features probes from around the galaxy. This is what a probe looks like from Mars. And this is what a probe looks like from Uranus.
Hey-o.
Or does that idea belong in the box?
It's covering her face right now.
To be buried in the ocean of things.
Strange,
I'm surprised you're surprised
taking
that
taking a wrong turn.
And we're talking about abductions and everything.
Sorry.
What Desiree was looking for while we were there was an alien in a sombrero.
But the only things we found were like racist.
Quasi-racist, yes.
Not even quasi. It was like full-on. It's like some type of aliens aren't welcome in Roswell, and it's a picture of an alien with a sombrero.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about.
That's not what I want.
Everyone's welcome to our fictional alien town.
Yeah. Except for real aliens. No, we want them to.
Yes. We want them all.
Yeah.
And, you know, what the hell? We'll have a Loch Ness Monster stuff there, too.
Yeah,
why not?
We could just say,
and Bigfoot.
Bigfoot
and,
came here once, too.
Yeah. Yeah. The Jersey Devil came and stayed in the E.T. suite.
The Mothman.
And, Mothman.
That's kind of another aside, is that when we went to Roswell and were kind of disappointed with their enthusiasm, we're like, are there any other places in this country that have, like, a city that's famous for some kind of urban legend or supernatural myth? We couldn't think of anything on top of our head.
I do know
there's Loch Ness in Scotland.
Yeah. The city that the Mothman is in has a statue of the Mothman, which is pretty cool.
But nothing that's like that.
Yeah.
So
is there Slenderman? Isn't that supposed to be like Wisconsin?
Slenderman's fake.
Well, yeah, but
not fake. Like,
Slenderman is fake. Oh, Kevin.
But not fake, like
real,
like aliens are.
Fictional.
It's not an urban legend because someone made it for a video game contest or something. Like that. I mean, it's taken on as legend, but it's very, very...
Well, whatever. Raven is terrified of that shit.
Anyway, but people don't know that, so we could just be like, yeah, Slenderman fucking eats at our diner, too,
real.
With Bigfoot and the Jersey Devil and Ogopogo.
Ogopogo.
If the moon is the right height in the sky and then the clouds cover just right.
Yeah. When, when are we going to start looking at the proofs for these alien shot glasses and mugs?
That's another thing. We need an alien bar.
Yeah. That's
alien
where
alien
we make our bones.
Yeah.
They did have at one restaurant we went to. It wasn't an alien themed restaurant. We just went to some like tacky, shit on the wall restaurant when we were there. Because everything in Roswell, which we'll also need to correct, closes at like 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, see, yeah.
So
that's just leaving money on the table.
We went to this one place, and they're like, would you like to try one of our flights of beer? We have one brewery in Roswell now that makes one beer, and then you can get a flight of other beers, which is like Coors Light and Budweiser.
Yeah, see, no, that's going to be, like, needless overhead.
But they did have an alien
beer. It was an
alien
beer. It was pretty good.
It was just one, though.
Well, we'll get them on board. We'll get them on tap.
Coming from Colorado, I feel like we have a huge advantage.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. We have microbreweries every 5 feet in Denver.
Built in the marijuana stores.
Yeah. But I think all the drinks should be heavily alien-themed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't even
strange glasses,
yeah,
weird colors, dry ice.
Yeah, we could just have like pan galactic gargle blasters and like fucking Romulan ale. Like, we have tons of fucking sci-fi movies we can just, you know, and it's probably just like Windex and vodka, but and perhaps not Windex. Whatever's blue, folks. I get come for the kidney failure, stay for the butt plugs. That also do is in the mix.
Not
I apologize.
Probably indicates something else.
Yes.
That's that distinction
reached,
is a whole another.
Aliens
whole
have not
podcast.
Reached the I don't know limit of what they can learn through anal probing quite yet.
Clearly not.
So what about like theme park or something like rides or attractions? Like an alien haunted house or something.
Yeah, I mean, you could just take any kind of
UFO.
You could take any kind of amusement park. You just give all the rides alien themed names, so you give them little spaceships to ride in.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a pretty easy one, and you know, I think that there should be like a famous cow that everybody comes around to see and be like, this cow is abducted and brought back. And take a look at it. And it's just a cow just standing there and people taking its picture. Like, get your picture with, you know,
we
old
can
Bessie.
Sell the cow telling its story.
Yeah.
And it's just an hour of it going, and like just eating its shit. But, the, you know, like, we'll have experts verify.
Yeah.
The experts being us.
We'll get you asshole from the alien history show.
Yeah. Oh, you think we could get him in on this sweet action?
I think he's probably right now sensed that we're talking about
him. Giorgio was at
he's the like,
I right
need
now.
It somewhere. And he's on his way
his
to Roswell.
Hair, his hair grew fucking 2 inches crazier.
He's on his way here right now.
Yeah.
Any moment the doorbell will ring.
From fucking Yucatan or wherever he lives. whatever vague accent it is that he has.
All right, so now we got the diner, the restaurant, we got the hotel, we got the tour, we got the gift shop, we got the bar, we got the amusement park.
Water park.
Well, yeah, sure, water park.
Can we make the water, like,
it's got to be, like, slime.
Like,
it's got to be, like, green.
Like a green, yeah,
like
it's just diet green.
Nickelodeon
or
whatever?
Yeah.
Like, Gak pool?
That great?
Absolutely.
And you get, like, spit out of, like, an egg sack?
Oh, my God!
That's great! That's awesome.
Yes! Yes!
Or maybe you get, like, slurped up through some sort of tube and you get dragged
an
around.
An ovipositor.
Yeah, and you get...
Excuse me.
And then you get dragged around inside a spaceship
here.
And spit back out.
Make
sounds like
so.
Fun to me.
And, like, the kiddie pools could just be, like, I don't know, like, shaped like Saturn and
stuff. Yeah, it's educational. Like, you're going to learn some things here.
I also feel like we need celebrity impersonators. Take pictures with, or like, you know, Disneyland, they got assholes dressed up like fucking Pocahontas and Tim Toolman Woody, the fucking toy. You know, they have idiots dressed up like cartoons.
Tim Toolman Woody? Are you talking about Toy Story?
Get your picture taken with Buzz Lightyear.
Well, he's
Buzz,
right? Buzz
Lightyear. Oh, I think he just stumbled on a new mascot.
Just have a bootleg version of Buzz Lightyear.
That'll be the name of our local brew.
Bud Lightyear.
Bud Lightyear.
Oh, cut that out. These people can't have that. That deal's too good. Somebody got to steal that.
Trademark that.
Get us to the trademark right now!
So at the theme park, can we have people dressed up like various famous aliens?
Sure, it should be all like the different type of aliens you hear about, like the gray alien and all that, because they have that in the museum?
They
have like a chart?
Like
chart.
They like a
chart.
Reptilians?
Sure.
Alright, this is where we get into Mike, because I do hit up those YouTube conspiracy videos for like all of the like Nibiru, you name it, I've watched it. It's amazing.
So like
at like 3 in the morning.
No, you know how like was it Disneyland or Disney World has the Hall of Presidents? You get up the Hall of Conspiracy.
Oh yeah, like a little ride to take it.
Yeah,
yeah. Because with that way we could even get in with like the Illuminati and all that new world order bullshit, and we get the
all the cover-ups.
Yeah, we get the cover-ups. We get the Bigfoot in there. We get the reptilians. We get those the tall whites. That was my favorite theory.
Shadow
was,
people
was the yeah.
Venusians?
All of them. All of them. Like, unending.
So that sounds
tunnel of joy.
I assume that'd be part of the amusement park, though.
Right. But, I mean, maybe that's just how you get become in a hotel.
That's the line of the hotel. You gotta go through the ride to get checked in.
We know we got them hooked if they don't just, like, kill themselves.
I see people traveling. This is a destination.
This sounds
like, that's the idea, is to make Roswell a destination place, not just a morbid.
We want people to leave thinking, like, that was the greatest vacation I've ever had in my life.
And ever.
I got everything I wanted out of that
town.
Place.
Yeah.
Like Disney who? Fuck that place.
Yeah.
Instead of Disney ears, we could sell antenna for kids to put on their head.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
With their name embroidered on it.
Yeah.
We're out of Bort. Bort embroidered ears.
You need to make sure to get enough Bort license plates.
They just all leave as Bort.
We only
just
sell
all Bort.
And Bort we trust.
Bort and Bud Lightyear.
And Bud Lightyear.
We gotta get in like those, I don't know, like fan favorites. So any, I don't know, Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any kind of alien we can think of that people are interested in through fiction,
right.
We gotta cram them in there too, because we want to appeal to every man, woman, and child.
So we gotta get the Predator in there, and
those Dune worms.
Yeah, the
Dune we can rotate this thing like throughout the year, so that like different months have kind of different themes, and that'll like because like
then, this
isn't
the place you visit once.
Yeah.
This is a destination people come back to.
Yeah, right. Because it's like somebody would be like, oh, dude, I came down for like the Starman month because I'm pushing hard for that. It's not gonna happen.
Which is just Jeff Bridges walking around.
And it's just Jeff Bridges walking around offering you a Dutch apple pie.
Yeah, right. The Dutch apple pie.
Like loving it, loving life. But then you know, there's so much sci-fi. We do it like week by week. Like next week's Dune week. Like next weeks after that's like Life Force week.
Where sure.
Matilda May to walk around butt naked and Patrick could Patrick Stewart can make out with that other guy and then puke up.
Whatever, Don.
look, just watch Life Force. It's amazing. It'll change your life.
We've all seen Life Force.
I'm talking to Don.
I feel like there should also be like a demolition derby, but all the cars are different kind of spaceships.
It's
sort of like a medieval times sort of thing. You know, instead of knights fighting, we get a demolition derby of different spacecraft
idea.
All crashing into each other. You put your money on who you think's going to win.
It's
or, you know,
killing it tonight.
Yeah,
it's crushing.
See, you get like the Firefly spaceship and the Millennium Falcon crashing into each other, and you get them all in there. That's what I think.
The halftime show? It's just us smashing bottles. Just running up, throwing like an Enterprise D, like the Firefly Serenity ship or whatever the thing is.
Sure.
Yeah. Like it.
So, I don't know. I think the town seems pretty well formulated. Yeah. At that. I mean, but I also think that the township buildings should also be themed like the DMV.
Right.
And, you know, any kind of government building.
Post
should,
office.
Yeah, it should have like weird farmers. Spacecrafts in it. And
I think that once we develop this, I don't know, destination and they see how excited people are and people are coming to see this and people are coming back to see more of it. That other people will get on board. Those, like, second-rate souvenir stores are going to have to pick up their game.
Yeah.
Post office is going to want in on this shit. That McDonald's is going to be doing well. Everybody's going to want to jump in on this after we do it right and show them how successful it can be once they do it right. That's what I think.
Yeah. Like, by default, like Roswell will up its game to where it should have been in your mind.
Yeah, basically, it's just showing Roswell how much they failed.
Yeah.
And what they're missing.
Yeah.
Oh, they're sitting on a pile of fucking money.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not capitalizing on it.
For a second there, I thought you said sitting on a pile of monkey.
That too.
Monkeys.
I mean, you buy a lot of monkeys with money.
I don't think you should be sitting on
you
monkeys, sir.
Dress them up in space with aliens, all that shit.
Fucking shooting monkeys into space. The Russians have been doing it for 70 years or something.
We're boring, Lucy. She's boring.
Yeah.
So loud.
Lucy,
you're coming too.
So what do you think? Is that
we could put antenna on her and she could be alien cook.
It sort of segues into
the town.
And recently, this show takes place in Colorado, in case you didn't guess from our love of craft brews and marijuana. I don't know.
None of us love marijuana. What are you talking about?
It came to our attention recently through the Facebooks that there is a town in Colorado for sale for a minimal investment of $350,000.
A whole town. It's got a diner, a hotel,
streets,
everything.
A few houses, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we thought, why not bring the Roswell experience to Colorado?
That's our plan B.
And it doesn't. And then, since we're not located now in a place that has that history, we could just do whatever the fuck we want. And we've already got some of the props.
We make our own mythos.
Yeah, we develop our own thing, and then just our friends are allowed in the town to run it. Because we told Don, we're like, there's a town for sale here. He's like, Joel is all over it. So, without even knowing, we had the same idea as Joel.
Yeah.
We all want this town. So we thought we could bring Roswell here. We'll just rename the town Roswell. I don't know what it's called now.
It's called stupid golf bullshit.
For sale.
But then we were talking about this while filming the last weekend. And we thought, why not call it Ros Dowerswell?
Mm.
And make it an MST3K inspired town. Or at least have our Roswell stuff there and then add on some sort of other attractions for things that we're interested in.
Oh, that's another thing.
Like Mano's Hand Shop.
No, this town.
Or Glove Shop. Hand Shop, Mano's Hand Shop. Like Mano's Hands of Fate Glove Shop.
Mano's
Hand
Job. I heard you trying to run away from that. And let's just bring it on back. I think Don accidentally stumbled on the porno version of Mano's Hands of Fate.
That'll be our adult story.
No, but that's something this town needs. The town needs a drive-in.
Yeah.
And it should show exclusively science fiction, alien movies, and you could have your live MST3K experience there.
And it should show movies like Rock and Roll Nightmare and...
Absolutely.
And Ninja 3. And,
100% Ninja 3.
And,
we might just have one screen dedicated to 24-hour Ninja 3.
And on the weekend for the adults, Cougar Club 23 or whatever that's called.
Oh,
13,
man.
13.
Cougar Club 13. Cougar Cold Lane? I don't know. I can't remember what the name of that masterpiece.
Right, so anyways, we would own the town, so we would be the law. We'd have to delegate positions to everybody, our friends.
Can we all dress like Judge Dredd? Because that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. You don't even have to say it.
I thought they went without saying.
And we'll decide who comes in and who doesn't come in. And, you know, part of buying our own town is because this world is a fucking trash hole full of assholes. And in our town, we don't have to deal with that stuff.
That's right.
Although, if any of you trashy assholes want to come to our town,
spend your trashy dollar fucking assholes.
At the hand job store, we will gladly take your currency.
Our town is dedicated to hand jobs. Great.
But
I don't live there anymore.
I think one of the things.
And Lucy are going to stay here.
I think Matt was on to something with we invent our own urban legend.
I was afraid you were going to say I was on to something with the anal probes.
What?
Dark corner of the Google Doc.
Yeah.
So, what would our urban legend be? We have to create it, so.
Bigfoots from space? A frump of big feet.
Don
from outer
mentioned,
space.
I forget. Don Desiree mentioned during the filming something about alien ghosts.
Ghosts of aliens.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Since we were going to put our prop from Final Sacrifice 3, which is a alien ship,
yep.
Like put it somewhere in the town and be like, that's where the aliens crashed and died, and now their ghosts haunt Ros Dowerville.
That's right.
Roswell Dowerville.
That was the deputy's death. Yeah, that's the story. The first night I stayed here, I got visited by a ghost, and I talked to the ghost for like an hour, and then I realized the ghost was an alien ghost. It's a terrible, terrible origin.
You know, I was about to say, isn't that the fundamental basis of Scientology?
Well, it could be. And his name was Zod, General Zod. No, it's like...
Now we're all going to get...
It's like Zoltar or something.
So, yeah.
Stop talking about we're going to get sued.
Dude!
Scientology is good. Don't sue us.
Don't sue us.
So anyways. So yeah, we need something like that. Some myth.
Lord Zeno.
Xenu.
Matt is furious with me. Sorry, it's killing me. It's killing me.
So if we get on this now, we buy this town like tomorrow, or Monday since the banks are closed on Sunday, I think we should get a Pokemon hotspot.
Oh my god. This is the only place you can get a Charizard.
Yeah. And we're like one of the better ones. I don't know what a good Pokemon is.
Yeah,
and just charge people an outrageous amount of money to come in there and hunt the damn thing.
Just say Lucy's a Pokemon. Have her run around. She'll go running after her.
I found it.
She's Pugachu.
Pugachu. There we go.
Like, we have Pugachu here exclusively. Costs $50 each for an hour to search for it.
Yeah.
And then we'll make back our money like that.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up for our Roswell episode of GIF of Assholes. Molson out.